This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, it is sad boy hours to be a Wisconsin sports fan. We'll talk about it. We have our picks for the week of whatever fucking week it is for the NFL. And the NBA has nothing fucking going on, so we don't care. It all happens today on Down the Wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast Down the Wire.
Episode number 144, Down the Wire. Yes, we are here again, divisible by 12, the square root of 12. No, sorry, the square root of 144 is 12. I think I can get to 13. Is that 169 off the top of my head?
Nice.
And that's it. I don't. What's 14 times 14, Dave? Go.
That would be 186. Is that right?
That could make sense because 4 times 4 is 16. I'll believe you. Yeah, all right.
I think that's right.
This is where we talk professional sports, not math, in unprofessional ways.
I mean, scores.
My name is Tom. Here with my brother Dave.
Oh, hello.
Ooh, so I almost recorded a thing to put before this on an over under of 3 minutes for you to do something where you just obnoxiously eat the microphone.
That wasn't eating.
No, but you kind of, you know, that's your thing.
That's
there.
That's my shtick.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Fair enough. Dave, daylight savings sucks ass.
I mean, it's dumb. It's literally the dumbest, one of the dumbest things ever.
It's a cool day. It's not even a cool day. It's a cool bar day. And then after it sucks. And well, it also, like,
You know that daylight savings was erased for a time.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, the farmers. And then they.
No.
Like, now it's.
No, people complained about it. They complained because they were like, oh, my days are too dark and my nights are
too
bright.
They should just keep the time that they go back to spring forward. Keep that time forever.
Well, I mean, you know how this works, right? Like, they just go to 13 months and it all evens out.
Ew, no.
You know this shit?
No, I don't want that at all.
Oh, shit, Tom.
No, let's just do the spring forward time and call it even right after that. That's
okay.
All I just want that. Like, it's cool. You go to the bars, you go. And then you gain an extra hour at the bar, so it's like you were out till 3 in the morning instead of 2 in the morning. Like, cool, fun day. Oh, okay, maybe you don't go to the bars, and you're like, hell, I just got an extra hour of sleep for free. Yeah, okay, cool.
Got him!
Every day after sucks ass. And I also feel like it's, like, really big this year.
Why?
I mean, it feels...
Does that make you old?
No, it feels like it's getting darker way too early.
Like I think that just means you're getting old.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
You have fallen into me territory.
No, I just think that it's unnecessary that, like, we're still a month and change away from the solstice here, and it's dark by 4:30. Like, I thought that was the darkest day of the year. It's 4:30. Okay, it's getting dark.
Speaking of unnecessary, Tom, what's the most unnecessary thing you did this week?
I have no idea. Do you have an answer for me, or you're just
no,
asking?
No, I have an answer for myself. But you don't have an answer for yourself?
Like, unnecessary. I mean, I went into work early, or on like a day I didn't work, and like did shit, I guess.
That's pretty unnecessary.
I probably was supposed to do it even one more day, but I'm just going to go into work early tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad.
Okay.
I still have you beat, and that's okay. I expected to. The other night, my daughter had a after school performance of such.
Nice.
It wasn't. Now, I mean, let's just be real. It wasn't nice. It was a bunch of weirdos. In which the school systems, this is old just man yells at clouds type
boogers
shit.
And shit everywhere.
No, there was a kid there. I wish I could say his name, but I feel like that might be
not necessary.
But I wish I could say his name because
we'll call him Chad for now.
Honestly, that makes more sense for the name of this child than what his actual name
is. Okay, we'll just call him Chad
for now. He was doing fucking the backbend shit, walking like the exorcist while the teacher or the instructor is trying to explain what's going on. Okay. And she has to just let it happen.
Okay.
Just fucked. Right. That's weird. Just weird. But yeah, whatever. On the way there, I had some time to kill and I had to stop and get some food. So I stopped at Sendik's. Right.
Nice.
And I did I got me some decent shit. What the fuck is that? It's dead over here. Yeah, so I got me some food, whatever. But on the way out, I saw something. I was like, whoa, dude, sweet. But I had to, come back because I couldn't grab it then. So after I went and saw my kid's show, I was like, God, this was fucking torture.
Yep.
So it made me even more incentivized to go back to Sendik's. And in the clearance rack were the Reese's pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. I know what you did.
Yeah, I know. You saw the picture. Yeah.
Yes.
I spent $35 and bought 140 Reese's pumpkins.
What's the math on that?
25 cents a pumpkin.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, that's a fucking steal, right?
Yeah. And they taste better as pumpkins.
I mean, it's just... You know what else I got? Also got the Fruity Pebble candy bars. Have you ever had those?
No. Oh, well,
they're fucking fire.
I have, but they're not those candy bars.
Oh, yeah,
okay. I just wowed myself.
We were wowed this week.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just
big wow.
Let's save that at the end. Let's do all of them, and we'll talk about all these manager hires, and we'll start from the bottom up.
And now we're here.
The whole team's here. Okay.
Yeah.
There's been a few manager jobs that have been filled this last week or so. And even some that maybe were in the correct time frame for us to talk about them last week, but we didn't. So we might as well just cover all of them right
now.
Bob Melvin leaves San Diego.
Bye.
Heads up, right? Up. Yeah. Up to San Francisco. After Gabe Kapler got fired, now Bob Melvin, they're trying to do something there, which I don't understand the move really because I don't think he was all that impressive in San Diego.
He hasn't really been impressive anywhere.
He did go to the NLCS, last year? But his team is always fucking stacked. So,
They're going to be this upcoming season as well.
Yes. They spend a lot of money. They're a California team. They're cool with it. They have Tatis is going to be there for a full year now. You know, they're going to be all set. They got great pitching, whatnot. It'll be fine. They also had a really good statistical year that unfortunately just led to not winning games, which was really weird. I think they had a top 5 team ERA and a top 10 scoring offense, and they still didn't make the playoffs. So it was very weird that they didn't win games. It was probably a bullpen thing.
Sure.
Next, Carlos Mendoza. What? Gets the Mets job. Interesting. Someone else might get the Mets job.
Dun, dun, dun. Is that foreshadowing?
But Carlos Mendoza, he was the bench coach of the Yankees, and now gets his opportunity to go up to New York and keep it where he is. You know, he's just now a Metropolitan instead of a Yankee, right? So the Mets, obviously very disappointing year last year, another team that literally spent more money than anyone else and then fire sold all the money they spent.
And helped the Texas Rangers win a World Series.
Yes. I would say that's fair to say. Yeah. And they also helped the Astros get to the ALCS more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same thing. Two more to talk about. Well, three more to talk about. Steven Vogt takes the job over for Terry Francona, who just retired at the end of the year.
He'll be back. He always does.
Vogt is, I believe, the youngest guy that was hired. I don't know how old Mendoza is, but Steven Vogt's only 39. He played in the league until 2022, took a year off, and he is now the second youngest manager in the league. Yes, okay, so it definitely is. Only behind, do you know who it is? I don't think you're going to know.
Is it the A's?
No, that's, I believe, Mark Kotze, right? That would have been a good guess.
Hold on, give me two more thinks to
okay.
this.
Okay.
Let's go with the Twins.
No.
Okay.
Was that your two things?
Yeah, I said, that was it.
Okay. Ollie Marmol is the Cardinals, I guess, is younger than him. Did not know
really?
That. Yeah, didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Carries himself a lot older, I guess.
I mean, his name is Ollie.
It's a good name. Oliver? Ollie? Yeah, sure, I like
but
it.
But Ollie. It'd be like if there were, you had a kid that did like weird backbends at a school show named Walter.
Oh, okay. All right.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
That'd be weird. Ollie Marmol. Oh, sorry. Steven Vogt. Like, I think everyone was pretty excited. He was kind of the hot young name that was in the market to be a manager this year, that we didn't know where he was going to go, but we knew he was being considered around places. Cleveland gets their guy. And then an old man gets hired as well. Ron Washington coming back to managing.
Sure.
And gets the Angels job. I'm actually kind of excited for Ron Washington. I liked Ron Washington when he was in Texas.
Yeah, sure.
No?
Nah.
Just sure?
Too old. Make baseball young.
Okay. I don't know. I liked Ron Washington. Tell that to Dusty Baker, though. I mean, he won a ring.
Sure.
Oldest person to ever win a ring as a manager.
That is true.
In fact. So, got to be worth something there. Worth something. And then this last one. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Craig Counsell becomes the newest manager of the Chicago Cubs. Caught everyone off guard.
Yes.
Even Cubs people.
Everyone.
Everyone was caught off guard. Now, I think a majority, maybe not a majority, maybe we'll say half of Brewer fans were convinced that Craig was going to stay or leave. Okay? Like, it was a coin flip decision. I think we both kind of assumed, like, maybe, but I could see him leaving. I think
the tone changed in Milwaukee because, Tom, you were there. You were one of them, like, he's coming back or he's retiring.
Yes.
Yeah. And you weren't the only one. I'm not going to say that. I was not an optimist in the situation. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I think you had pressured me for it. I told you, like, I just can't. I can't pick.
Okay, I think the assumption for me, though, was there was one team competing against one team. Then, once, because there definitely was a shift, like, let's say a week and a half ago. Like, oh, okay, maybe he is still considering managing. And then I had floated out the Astros. I was like, okay, like, I could see Craig going to Houston. Like, that's a really good situation over there. But ultimately, I think the only team that we thought was serious contenders was the New York Mets.
Yeah. I mean, we all thought it was the Mets. Well, and then, like, the Guardians kind of stepped into and
yeah, they interviewed him and
but,
shit.
But, like, that felt like a Craig Counsell move, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then, dear Lord, the Cubs? The fuck?
There was no warning. They didn't release, like, they didn't say that David Ross got fired or anything to even feel like the job was open. And Craig Counsell now is going to be the newest manager for the Chicago Cubs. I am completely thrown off my game. I have no idea how to react to it. I have two thoughts about it. One, ownership. Like, this is definitely got to be blamed a little bit, or maybe a majority, on Mark Antanasio.
No. Majority on Antanasio?
After a few days to reflect.
Oh, my God.
After a few days to reflect. If he would have went to, okay, here's this scenario. If he would have went to the Mets, does Mark get majority blame?
No.
No.
Not to me.
Even if he went to the Mets.
Yeah. Because here's the thing, and say what you want about the offer, he still offered it. He made a contract offer that made him the highest paid manager in the league.
Correct. But
which
I
is
think
what Craig was looking for. Now, I understand that the Cubs blew him out of the water.
Blew it out of the water.
Right? You know, and ended up giving a deal that was like $4 million more per year.
The offer was 5.5 from the Brewers, and it was 8 from the Cubs.
I believe it's 9.
It's $8 million a year.
It's $40
million. 5 years, $40
million. Oh, you're right. Never mind. 8.
Sorry, math. We're not math guys. I said we don't talk math.
You're right. So, yeah. Like, I understand. But, like, one, the Brewers are the Brewers. Two, he still followed through and gave him that big offer. Now, also, two, here is the problem as well. Craig did not give Antanasio any opportunity to match that deal.
That's what I've heard as well. So I have a second thought.
Okay.
And it is the Cubs. Like, I mean.
Well, didn't you see? He said this is a place that he always wanted to play for.
Yeah, this is also the same guy that said he's a Brewer through and through. That,
yeah.
You know, that he's like a descendant of Bernie Brewer.
So, I fucking know.
So I understand that argument as well, where there's so much emotion in that rivalry. And I would say they're probably just the biggest rival of the Brewers. I you know, there's probably older.
Well, now yeah, they are. Older, it was.
The older generation would say Cardinals.
Well, I think it was the Cardinals before. But I think that now it's unquestionable. It is going to be the fucking Cubs. And
well, now, right, that Craig Council went there, it's definitely the Cubs now. Yes. But yeah, there's also just the Milwaukee Chicago rivalry that, you know, stems from other sports and whatnot too, and just as cities in general, like, okay, we are rivals with that city.
And you know what, I'll give credit where credit's due. Jed Hoyer, the GM of the Cubs, had no intention of making this happen, right? But the minute that Craig became available, that his you know, tenure as a Brewer manager was, quote, done, he called him up instantly, secretly flew him out there, didn't want to get anyone riled up because, I mean, of course that would happen.
Yes.
Especially after they just, less than, what, 2 months ago, like 6 weeks ago, they backed the fuck out of David Ross, and they made a big fucking move.
It was a huge fucking move.
It's arguably the best manager in the game.
I'm going to say that it's going to be the second biggest move of the offseason.
Mm.
Chalk it up as that.
Okay.
Wherever Ohtani goes will be number one.
Absolutely.
So there won't be another free agent bigger than Craig Council leaving the Brewers after Ohtani. This will be the second biggest move of the offseason. I don't think there's anything else that could happen. Maybe a trade. I don't even know if
Soto.
Juan Soto getting traded, I think, is going to be like right around that hype. It'd be same type of thing. Craig Council got so much hype for, you know, I mean, I guess like Chicago's a big market, so whatever. But like, this was a move from a guy who went to a small place to now go to a bigger place, and it took over the entire internet, took over baseball for a whole couple of days. I mean, this is obviously the best manager hire. He is one of the best managers in the game. Now, I hope he loses every single game. Like, this would be so perfect if Craig just gets fired after 2 years. Like, that's
He's not going to get fired.
I mean, if they won like 60 games 2 years in a row.
I will take that fucking bet.
I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. I'm saying that's okay. What I'm hoping for, motherfucker. Sure. Okay.
Well, I mean, look, you got to be real though, man. You got to be honest with yourself.
Okay, the Cubs might. Now, the other thing is they're very involved in free agency talks with a lot of
They have freed up so much money.
They're probably going to lose Bellinger. That's one news.
Sure. And they let go of Stroman as well, but you know, he might come back.
Yeah, I guess. I really would just love Marcus Stroman to go somewhere good. Like, I kind of like Marcus Stroman.
Okay.
He's a short king. He's only like 5'8".
Cool.
Feels really weird for a pitcher to be that good and that short. But yeah, Craig Counsell gone. This now leaves three jobs open still in the majors. We have the Padres, the Astros, and the Brewers. I was talking to you a little bit before we started recording. I think the Brewers is the worst job. Astros is obviously the best, obviously. And I just really think ownership of the Padres has proven that they're willing to spend money.
I disagree. I think the Padres is the worst. Or not, out of the current three. I mean, we all know the Astros is number one because they're going to be
good regardless.
Yeah, like there wasn't a contentious reasoning for Dusty to go. You know what I mean? It was just like, hey, I'm old. Bye.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But no way. No fucking way. No way you're going to tell me that the Padres is a better job. Blake Snell is almost as good as gone. I think he is out the door. Juan Soto potentially is out the door. Josh Hader is gone.
Yep.
And their team is older and not better.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they got two perennial MVP candidates, and that's going to really help.
Okay. I disagree. But, I mean, let's be honest. We know the Brewers are going to be in rebuild mode. They have basically openly said it that, hey, come pluck us dry. You know, bleed us dry of anyone. There is no one that is unavailable.
Well, they kind of made that move already with Mark Canna.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that was one where it's like, if you're trying to win for another year, like Mark Canna would have been fine.
And what is the big catalyst of that? Do you know?
No.
It's Woodruff going down for an entire season.
Yeah, that's also going to be a big factor.
That is literally the reason why. I'm telling you because they're worried about Corbin Burns, right?
Trade him. Cool.
Well, okay. At this point, like you have to fucking trade him. But, you know, now you don't have a 1-2. I know you can say Freddy Peralta, but I don't think they trust him enough.
Which I think is a little unfair to Freddy. I think Freddy could be a 2.
I think he's been probably one of the most consistent pitchers on the team.
If they traded Corbin and they traded Woodruff, would you be confident that Freddy gets like opening day?
100%.
Yeah, I think I would too. Like, I'd be fine with that. If he's the one, I know he's been a little bit injury riddled over his career, but not to the extent of Woodruff. Like, Woodruff's always fucking hurt now.
Yep.
I mean, and Corbin still has, I think, the most buzz for trade talk out of all of them, which I think is, again, when he's healthiest, when they're all at their healthiest.
Most sought after pitcher on the market right now? I mean,
that's under contract. Yeah,
excluding Ohtani, because like
that doesn't count. No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, I'm talking strictly pitcher. Like, Ohtani is obviously going to be the best.
Ohtani is Ohtani. That's never going to be a comparison again. So, I do think that Corbin is like definitely going to bring in a haul, or should at least. And I would. Like, I'd be okay if Woodruff left too, like, and just rock with Peralta. I really would.
You need to trade every last person on this team that you can.
You do.
Willy Adames gone.
I told you there was no reason to keep him.
No one's gonna want Rowdy Tellez, so that's
no. You get a you get some cash consideration.
Whatever. If anyone,
he never should have had the fucking. He never should have had the fucking starting job in the first place.
Someone take Christian Yelich, please. Oh my god!
Please,
please. I'll be so hype if someone takes Christian Yelich. And then play the young guys. Like, let's see an outfield. I want the outfield next year to be. I want left field to be Frelick. I want center field to be Mitchell. Right field, Churio. That's what I want.
All right.
And mix it up however you want, wherever you think they're fit. I just want the young ass outfield. Like, Garrett Mitchell, I think, does not get enough hype. Like, this guy is a career 300 hitter when he's been in the bigs right now. Churio is killing the minors, like murdering it. And
phrasing, Tom.
Killing little children in the minors. And Sal Frelick, like, was fine. I mean, none of those guys are really... I mean, Churio hopefully brings pop. Like, that's what they're all hoping for. And it's the fastest outfield. Like, let's get a young, fast, exciting team out there. Like, I'm totally cool with it. Sure. Let's rock with that. That's where I'm at. Let's do the rest of these free agents.
Let's. So we'll hold off on the Brewers a little bit more.
You have any closing remarks?
Well, you talk about wanting to, play the young guys. Well, the only way that we do that is by getting a manager that wants to do that.
Yes.
So I want to know, like, give me your guys.
I want Ricky Weeks number one.
I think that is wild.
Number two, I want the Braves hitting coach.
Yeah, was it Schneidman or something like that? Like,
number 2A, I want Pat Murphy.
Why?
I don't even want to call him three. If it's any of not...
What is the fucking reasoning for getting Pat Murphy?
Because Pat Murphy will get ejected from every fucking game he wants to.
Okay, what about it? What does that fucking matter?
Or I'll take a coach from the Astros.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Here's the thing. Why would you want to go to this fucking system at all? What has been the number one problem with the system that has been the number one problem with the overall Brewers?
They can't hit.
They can't hit for shit.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to go through this fucking system. Don't grab anyone internally at all because they suck at hitting.
How much does Pat Murphy have as a bench coach, though? Like, what does he do? Is he not just like morale guy?
Like, he's who the just fuck cares?
I do think that if they're especially not going to be able to sell off like they want to, having someone in there who's a little bit familiar will translate to more success.
Sure, whatever. Don't care. Here's the thing. What has been the Brewers' strong suit then over the past couple of years?
Pitching.
Oh, and who might be departing?
Pitchers.
Oh, wow. And what do you have in the farm system?
Pitchers.
No, you don't. You have fucking batters.
Do have a lot more hitters, yes.
That's what you need to develop.
It's a stacked fucking farm regardless. It was the number three farm in baseball. Like, and we were and we were also talking about that before anyone. I know we're Brewer guys, but we were like, dude, this is a sneaky underrated farm. Like, our farm is really good.
We are Brewers guys. I'll say for myself. I'm not going to speak for you because I don't want to put that on you. I'm objective when it comes to these things. I don't want to be a hometown boy as much as I love, like, rooting for my teams at times here and there. I'm going to be objective and call shit right down the middle, right? This was a good farm system, man.
It's the best farm they've had since they brought up Ricky Weeks, Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun, right around the same time.
So that's why I am okay with Ricky Weeks, because we don't know what he's going to do, right?
I just want chaos with it. Like, I'm, you know what? Like, let's...
So I am 100%...
Do you know the pop that the crowd, oh my God. The fans would so be behind Ricky Weeks.
Niger Morgan, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Like... This would definitely be like the fans will be like, fuck it, let's go. Like, yeah, Ricky Weeks, I'm cool with it. They so would be cool with it. That's another reason why Pat Murphy would be a good move for them.
No.
It would be something the fans would totally be fine with.
You should not want that at all. Just saying. I also agree with you that the Braves hitting coach, it's like Brian, isn't it?
I don't think he's in consideration, unfortunately.
Why?
The names that I have are Ricky Weeks, a Dodger coach named Clayton
McCullough.
And Astros coaches Joe Espada and Troy Snitker.
Oh, don't forget Don Mattingly, which is...
That I don't want. I don't want
don't
Don
Mattingly. Don't get fucking Don Mattingly.
If we're going to get an old guy, give me Joe Madden. Like, again, just for name pop, I'm cool with it. Again,
Don Mattingly is garbage. I will seriously boycott this team next season if Don Mattingly gets hired.
Who was it? Oh, no, it was Skip Schumacher that... Well, I was like, what? Wasn't he there this last year? Why didn't I see that notice? But yeah, it was Skip Schumacher.
Now, hold on. Let me get through my fucking picks here because you could keep cutting me off.
Hurry up.
Cut me off every fucking time.
Go.
Here's my last one that I think is a fun thought.
Okay.
Team USA, Mark DeRosa.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Tell me that's not someone that you would get hyped for.
I want a young guy. I really do. But
I mean, he's not young, but he's new.
In his 40s.
And look what he did with Team USA.
Well, they lost to Japan. So,
shut up. I mean, shut the fuck up.
Just saying.
I think that would be...
Also with a stacked fucking team.
Well, they won the whole thing.
USA?
No.
Well, Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, again, if you're going to lose to the winners.
Sure.
But, yeah.
That's the Brewers' motto. He'd be great to be the fucking Brewers manager. You're right. Just lose to the team that goes to the fucking finals.
Shut up.
It's Mark DeRosa and Milwaukee Brewers hand in hand.
All right. Well, we'll need to see what the fuck happens. Speaking of, we need to see where these players are going to go.
All right. Let's go top 10. 25, I feel like it's going to be too much. Okay. For free agents.
All right.
Because we all know what number one is. Just start 10 to 1. Go from there.
I was just going to do a quick whatever, but all right. I feel like there's some notables.
Okay, give me top 15. I'll bargain there.
Number 24 is Jock Peterson.
Okay, cool. I would like him on the Brewers. Go.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting there now. And I have to move my ass down and scroll because I wasn't prepared for you to say
I've chirped
shit like
Jock
that.
Peterson.
Number 15, Eduardo Rodriguez.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lefty pitcher. People like that starter. He'll go somewhere. He'll be a three somewhere. If he's going anywhere.
Where do you think he signs?
I don't know. The Astros.
I got Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, that's the favorite.
Yeah, well, that's what this site is predicting.
I don't know. I feel like they're a development pitcher.
Pitchel?
You know what I mean?
All right, number 14, Lucas Giolito.
I feel like he should be below Eduardo Rodriguez. Guy was a bum-ass bum dog last year.
Well, I mean, I disagree there. I think...
He's like the first pitcher ever to give up 9 earned runs for 3 different teams in a year.
Well, look... You went to the fucking Angels.
And then the Guardians. It sucked ass there, too.
Well, but again, I'm saying that the Angels is a fucking black void of garbage. Yeah, that's just me. They're actually predicting that Giolito signs with the Guardians again.
If they want him, yeah.
Wow, okay. 13, Jordan Montgomery.
It's a good one. The solid, another lefty guy. He'll be sought after. That feels like a Cubs move or something. You know what I mean?
Wasn't he on the Cubs?
Yeah, I think so.
They're actually going to say he resigns with the Rangers.
Oh, well, duh. I mean, they won the chip. That also should be in contention as well.
I mean, duh.
Yeah.
All right, here's a fun one. JD Martinez.
Ooh. There's like another team that would like want to win now a little bit. Like that could be a Padre one. Could see him going to be DH for the Padres.
All right.
Maybe a Yankee.
Prediction?
Oh, no Yankee because he's not going to shave his beard.
Fair. Prediction? Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay, yeah. See, like another win now guy. All right. He was a Diamondback before too. Had a great year there.
How about Sonny Gray?
Ooh. I kind of hope he re-signs. I liked him on the Twins.
I think the Twins kind of have to resign him.
Yeah.
Because what else do they have?
No, their pitchers were really good this year.
Yeah, Pablo, but I mean, like,
Pablo Lopez.
Here's the thing, though.
Bailey, like, Ober.
Their pitchers are not, they're not true aces.
Yeah, but they had, like, they were, like, the best starting ERA in the fucking sport last year.
I get it, but
because look of Sonny at Gray, too.
Look at it as, like, a Brewers lineup from, like, the early 2010s.
They won a playoff game, finally. Took Fair. Them forever.
Gray signs with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ew, no, please, which no.
Definitely feels like a thing.
Yeah, they're going to grab a pitcher this offseason. They couldn't pitch for shit.
Number 10, Yuki Matsui.
Ooh, Japan.
Yeah, best reliever.
Okay, well, then he's definitely going to, like, West Coast, like Seattle or, you know, LA, San Fran, one of those, San Diego.
Prediction? Signs with the St. Louis Cardinals.
No, he won't.
You don't like that?
No, I don't think so.
They're very interested in adding additional firepower to a bullpen, which already includes Ryan Helsley.
Just feels like whenever anyone, like, comes from overseas, they're just like, I'm just going to stick on the West Coast.
Also has a very close relationship with World Baseball Classic teammate Lars Nootbaar.
Oh, okay. Random.
No, remember Lars Nootbaar has played.
He blew up on Team Japan. Yeah, he was huge.
Marcus Stroman, number 9.
Does Ichiro speak good enough English to be a manager?
No.
Damn. That, no. Like, he would be a manager quick. Marcus Stroman.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That's a Cardinal signing.
Here's right a prediction. There. Here's a prediction. LA Angels, wrong. Absolutely fucking wrong. There's no way.
This seems like a Cardinals one. Like, Stroman goes to the Cardinals. I don't know if he missed New York a little bit. Maybe he goes to the Yanks or something, but...
I don't know. Well, because, is it burned that he could go to the Mets? Like, is that relationship burned?
Yeah, probably. Well, no, did he get traded or he left? He left, right? He signed with the Cubs.
He
get traded there. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know his relationship with...
What about the Reds? Reds need pitching.
Yeah. Are you going to spend?
I like that one, man. Are you
going to spend for it?
I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't no way he goes to the fucking Angels. No one in this top 15 should go to the Angels.
Okay.
Clayton Kershaw.
Dodgers.
It's either Dodgers or retirement. He ain't going nowhere else.
Yeah, he's Dodger for life.
Yeah, that's the prediction, too. Resigns with the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's just going to keep doing the one-year things.
Matt Chapman.
Ooh. That'd be a fun Brewers hire.
Well, now that Council's not there.
Yeah, Cubs. They need a third baseman.
Sure.
Diamondbacks. Evan Longoria is probably going to be done.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Signs with the New York Yankees.
Ew.
Yep. Anyone that signs with the Yankees is an instant ew. Blake Snell.
Ooh. Just don't go to the Cardinals.
Well, I mean, I hear...
Dodgers seems like a Snell move.
Hear a lot of Cubs talk.
Gross.
This one does not predict that. They predict him going to the New York Mets.
He's going to get paid.
Sure.
He's about to win a Cy Young. He's going to get paid.
But think about it. Snell and Justin Steele as a 1-2 combo. Gross.
Lefties.
Josh Hader.
A little overrated. I mean, put him in the top 15, sure. Like, is he better than Blake Snell? Absolutely not.
I mean, he's kind of found his form. The thing with...
Come back, Josh. Come back. Come home. Come home.
No. The thing with, like, Blake Snell, though, is that he gives up a fuck ton of home runs.
Yeah, he doesn't pitch long.
And
either.
Walks. He walks a fuck ton.
He had like a 2 ERA last year. He's going to win the Cy Young.
All right.
No one's bitching about how Blake Snell performs. Josh Hader gives up a fuck ton of home runs. That's what we need to talk about. Okay.
Hader's going to reside with the Padres. I
don't think so.
No, they want to free him up because they want to be able to at least keep Soto.
Yeah, I don't think he's going. I don't think he's going to resign with the Padres.
Hear me out. I'm thinking Astros.
Oh, I see that. He also isn't going to make Edwin Diaz money.
No.
Edwin Diaz made $20 million a year. Like,
yeah.
Hader's not going to come close to that. He might get
15?
12. Yeah, 15 yeah, was 15. Top end.
I would think, I think he earned his way to a 15.
Was he even the closer at the end of the year last year? Thought he was in the eighth. I mean, he can go be the closer.
I don't know. It's the Padres. They didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, they fucking suck. All right. Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Is this the all-time home run guy for the Japanese league?
No, this is the pitcher.
He's a pitcher?
Yeah. 24 years old, collected two Japanese MVPs.
And he's the pitcher? Are you sure he's not a hitter?
Well, considering his career ERA is 1.79 over 918 innings.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like he hits sometimes because they hit in Japan. Okay, yeah, another West Coast. I'm just going to predict West Coast.
signs with the Boston Red Sox is the prediction.
Oh, okay, they've done that before, too. I see that. Those are big market moves.
Number three, Cody Bellinger.
Yankees.
Yanks. Bellinger re-signs with the Chicago Cubs.
No, he's leaving.
Number two, Aaron Nola.
Ooh, this would be a big move, too. I don't think he's going to re-sign, right? That's like not the hype. He's probably a Dodger.
I have the prediction of San Francisco Giants.
Okay, yeah, West Coast over there. Yeah.
And Shohei Ohtani. I mean,
Dodger.
L.A. Dodger. I don't think there's nowhere else that he's going to go.
Well, I've heard the Cubs.
And that, I mean, good if luck. If he
goes to the Cubs, I'm going to quit.
I mean, that might be, is that like a reason for Craig to sign down there?
Yeah, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be fucking pissed if they get Ohtani. I'm going to be so mad. He's going to get a lot of money. A lot All of right. fucking money. Most money ever.
And there's a whole bunch of other dudes out there. Aroldis Chapman, Whit Merrifield, you know. You're thinking of Jung Ho Lee.
Oh, he's all-time home run guy?
That's the Korean MVP.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Possible.
Are you just that beat up by Craig Counsell? You sound so disappointed right now.
Just with the free agents in general. I feel like we should have like already had some signings and we don't have any yet.
Like re-signings? Yeah, what do you mean? No, like, there's no signings that are going to be had.
They can start now. They can sign any team they want.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you right now, the GM meetings didn't happen. You heard about that?
Yeah, like a stomach flu or something was going around there.
A virus that hit 30 GMs.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Everyone just shitting their brains out from like bad sushi or something. Dave.
What the fuck was that last one? Watch out! Watch out! I've got it all, and I'm getting more, but I never all need them all. Jock Peterson.
Hey. Okay, Dave, I'm going to spring this on you. This is going to test your ability to adapt. I'm going to...
What the fuck does that mean?
Send you this right here. We are going to, for halftime, it's my halftime that I came up with.
Yes.
I am going to send you this picture. Let me know when you have this picture. Okay, I sent it to you. Have you received this picture? Can you explain to the people what picture I just sent you? Oh, I sent it on Snapchat. Sorry,
God
on your phone.
Damn it. Why Snapchat? It's the worst possible place.
No, I mean, I'll send it to your Twitter as well so you can reference that after, but just for now. Like, what have I sent you?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've sent you something. Okay, I'll send it to your Twitter now because you take so long to open Snapchat. What have I sent you?
You have sent me names of popular colors in English.
Yes. Yes. There are, I believe, 14 colors on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 13 colors. Okay.
Math.
We are going to build a NFL offense. Maybe if you want to throw in like a defensive player for the other guys. Out of the colors of the rainbow, where do you think, if they were personified, what would each color be? Here's a list of colors. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, pink, purple, indigo, violet, brown, gray, black, white. For all you motherfuckers who are like, gray, black, white aren't colors, fuck you.
They're not.
Fuck you.
They're shades.
Okay, listen. Fuck you. Now, if you want, I guess you could build a defense. I just thought offense would be easier and more fun. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it does. This might be the most, like, out there fucking halftime for you especially.
Okay, blue, for references, is, like, blue, and indigo's, like, dark blue, and then purple's, like, dark purple, and violet's, like, light purple. Okay, because if you ask
purple,
me...
Violet is actually, like, purple with a little more red to it.
Yeah.
There you go, Tom. I can help you with that.
Okay. It's light purple. And purple's like purple.
Sure.
Okay. Just so that everyone can paint that picture in their head. If you don't know what the other colors look like, you're a fucking idiot. Go back to whatever. Okay. Now, start. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the quarterback?
Yeah, it's simple.
Okay.
It's simple. It's red.
Ooh, so I had blue at my quarterback.
Nah, man.
I think we're going to have the same quarterback running back.
What do you call, like what do the quarterbacks wear during practices?
They wear red uniforms.
Red, bright red jerseys.
For me, like, blue, I think, is just...
Blue, 42!
Yeah, that's another good one. It's a good cadence. Nah. On top of that, I think blue would be a majority of people's, like, favorite color.
Yeah, but you don't want favorite colors. You want,
I think the most,
you want the most noticeable one. What's the one that's going to stand out the most? It's red.
But blue is just consistent. Blue is Drew Brees. You know what I mean? Just going out there, you know what you're going to get with him.
No.
Maybe he doesn't win all the chips.
Fuck you. Don't you put blue on Drew Brees.
I think Drew Brees is blue.
No.
It's going to just put up numbers. Blue puts up numbers.
Nah, you're wrong. Blue First sells of all, you could tickets. Have said you could have said fucking Peyton Manning, which is at least he wore blue.
Okay.
No, see, you're already failing at your own game.
I don't think so. No,
I think you are.
Okay, running back. I have red.
Nah, dude. No, you got to go with yellow. Yellow's fast.
Ooh, yellow seems soft, though.
Nah, dude. Either yellow or green. I'm saying yellow. Yellow's bright. It's a streak.
Oh, for Lightning. Your wait, should I? I didn't mention this. We're putting a fullback instead of three wide receivers.
Sure.
Okay. Just like old style offense. Okay. I guess like if yellow's gonna go anywhere, like running back makes sense.
Yeah, dude. Like Lightning.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think of red as like a bull. You know, just like fucking going in there.
But that's power.
Yeah, power running back. But he's also very, like, electric at the same time. Red can be pop.
Red is not electric. That would be yellow.
Well, it's not the color of electricity, no. But I'm saying, like, red in this instance for me is like Adrian Peterson.
Sure.
Like, he's just fucking, I'm going to run fast.
See, the least you could have done is just, like, met in the middle with that and go orange.
Well, orange is my fullback because they work together, red and orange.
Sure.
Similar wheel on the color and blocking for red. Like, orange takes a lot more hit because it could have been red, but you added yellow to it.
Okay.
So that's my fullback, orange.
I actually do that fullback as orange as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He is the bridge between the quarterback and the running back. So that red, yellow, orange.
Oh, okay. They're all on the same color wheel.
See what I'm saying?
Good.
See what I'm doing here?
Yeah, good chemistry between those ones. Wide receiver one, I think we're going to differ a lot.
I didn't realize we were doing one and two. I thought we were just going wide receivers.
No, one wide receiver one, one wide receiver two.
Okay.
I got Pink at wide receiver one.
All right.
I think Pink's a diva, but it's stud. Pink's Odell. You know, everyone kind of likes Pink, but some people get sick of Pink. You know what I mean?
Sure.
When he's not performing, Pink sucks as a person. But so, always willing to
I
put
think
up
this
numbers.
Is going to be a controversial pick.
Okay.
I'm going White.
Oh, White wide receiver.
Yeah. Not,
interesting.
Now, do you know why?
Why?
White like a flash.
Mm. All right.
See, I'm going representational here.
Yeah.
You are...
I'm going vibes.
Yes, like vibes. Vibes is cool and all, but like, nah.
I'm also selling tickets. Like, I'm owning this team. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get asses in the seats.
Yeah. Dude, what is Tyreek Hill?
He's a flash.
He white, dog.
But that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Wide receiver two, I'm going to go with... Indigo. Okay, a little bit darker blue. A little slower, you know what I mean? More of a hands guy, just catching the ball, you know, doing his thing. A T. Higgins, if you would. Not going to be the flash that is Jamar Chase. And we're not running a system here that's like the Dolphins where everyone is fast. Indigo is just like, hey, throw me a couple curl routes here. I'll go and cut across the field and get drilled, but I'm going to get back up because I'm fucking Indigo.
All right.
Yeah, that's my wide receiver, too.
Here's mine.
One more grit to him.
I don't think you're ready. Think of, like, all those colors. What do you think I'm going to take for my wide receiver, too?
I would say it's going to be a shade.
Wrong.
Oh, what are you going with?
I'm going green.
Green.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know why? No. Wide receiver, two's got to be sneaky. Green blends in with the field.
He's envious of the... Of the first wide receiver.
You know what? And
well.
Way to steal my thunder, you fuck. Because that's what I was going to say as well. Way. Damn straight I was. You already know that I'm like, if there's anyone that could fabricate some bullshit, it's going to be me. But as well, wide receiver two, sneaky, blends in to the fucking field itself.
Okay.
Also wishes he was fucking wide receiver one. You know, the one that stands out.
Yeah.
Right? Big white, flash. No. Wide receiver two, sneaky.
Okay.
All green, right. Baby.
There'll be two colors left over. We'll save that for kicker and coach. We'll do that. That'll be
sure.
Fun. All right. Okay. Tight end. Now we need a tight end. I'm going to go. Ooh. I'm going to put yellow at my tight end.
Okay.
I think yellow is a receiving tight end. Doesn't block a lot. You know what I mean? This is your Darren Wallers. These are your Travis Kelce's. My tight end's not Gronk, okay? It's not doing everything here. But he's going out there. He's quicker than most linebackers. Matchup nightmare. And on top of it, like, he's just like, he's a guy that's, like, overlooked by the other weapons on the team. But he'll come up with a couple big plays.
No, it's purple. So tight end's purple, man. Like, it doesn't have, like, the same type of speed that like blue does, but like purple is there. It's still got the piece of that color, okay. And it's strong like the quarterback, you know, with having that little bit of red.
Yeah.
But also, like I said, still kind of like a leadership role with the blue.
Okay. 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 Lineman. We're getting to the lineman here. Left tackle. My left tackle.
My God. We're going like
individual.
Individual. Fuck. Yep. Jesus Christ.
Yep, of course. What? There's 11 positions here, boy.
Sure.
Okay, my left tackle's black. Okay, strong shade. You know what I mean? Strong. You got to protect the blind side. What does blind usually entail? Darkness, okay?
Wow.
Black, right there.
Jesus Christ.
Putting him out there, I am saying black is my stud left tackle. Black is my Joe Thomas, my Trent Williams. Lock it down right there.
No. Black, sorry. Left tackle, it's going to be pink.
Ooh.
Because the left tackle is the stronger.
Oh, I like that.
Left tackle, blind side, for the most part, is the strongest position on the line, right? Yeah. Most important. So this is a fucking challenge. So you're putting the fucking target right on your back, right away.
Okay.
Right on your chest, dead center. I'm pink. I'm here. Bring it, motherfuckers.
It's like Rashid Walker playing left.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Packers left tackle.
That's the Packers left tackle right now?
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from pink. Left guard is Brown. Brown and black, they're working together.
Oh, yeah. No. You already fucked up. I'll tell you why in a hot minute. But, no, dude, you're wrong.
Brown, I thought about him at right tackle. Black, brown on the outsides.
Nope.
But the more I think about it, Brown's a guard. Brown's denser. Brown is getting in the dirt. You know what I mean? Dirt, brown, it's all there.
Mm-mm.
Brown and black are the best two to run behind. Like I said, this is my team built around red at running back.
I understand where you're going. That's why I was going to go violet, because violet, again, has a little bit of that red to it.
Okay.
A little bit of shade, but it's not quite as important. So he's a little bit bluer. So that's right there. Boom. Violet.
I have white at my center. I have white at my center. I think your center is calling the shots. White can be anything after you mix enough color with it.
Who touches the football more than any other player?
White.
Nah, dog. It's the center. It's
correct. My center is white.
And what color is a football?
Brown.
Down and dirty, baby.
Okay.
Brown.
I think white's cool with getting down and dirty as long as he's got his other shades over there on the other side of him right there. He's cool with it. Yeah, he fucks. He's cool. Right guard, I'm going to go.
You're thinking about this way too much.
I'm trying to think of what colors I have left here. So I still need green, still need purple, violet. Am I missing a color? Oh, and gray. That's another one. Okay. I'm going to put gray at right guard. I'm going to keep it up with
that's what I had to.
All these shades going right here.
That's what I had.
Get these guys all working together on the same page. It's a very high chemistry offensive line. It's the foundation.
I get it. But yeah, that's what I had gray there as well. Gray is the lesser accent color.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what a right guard should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Not getting his name called, which is a good thing, right?
Yep.
And then right tackle, I'm going to go,
look at you thinking so hard.
I'm going to go purple. Purple's my right tackle. Purple is a wild card. Purple is Alex Leatherwood, 18th overall. Okay. Purple is a guy who maybe didn't work out well on his first team, but then found a home on my team after. We picked up Purple on a super cheap, veterans minimum contract, but did his job.
This is some bullshitting.
Yeah,
epic proportions.
No,
right here.
That's what Purple did.
Nah, dude. Purple's purple. God damn it. Right tackle is black.
Okay.
Again, shade of the similar shade of the gray for the right guard.
Are you writing these down, by the way?
No.
Okay.
What the fuck was I going to write them down for?
I don't know.
I just know.
I'm saying, where you just keeping track of what we picked.
No, so. I know exactly what I'm picking. Okay. I've already got my whole team lined up.
Okay.
I don't think you're ready, dude.
I was ready.
Nah, it's black. That's where, you want to have that right tackle be a black hole, and anyone that tries to blitz in is going to suck them up, and then you're going to be able to see that as a quarterback. Oh, that's what's coming right there. Boom.
Okay. Okay. My kicker's violet. Kind of a pretty boy position. You know what I mean? Don't bench as much as everyone else. Don't squat as much as everyone else. But you're solid. No one hates violet. You just go out there, you make your kicks. Boom. Done.
Sure.
You're not Justin Tucker wears purple, kind of violet.
Well, hold up. Time out. Don't fucking do that.
Alternate uniform.
Get fucked.
Justin Tucker.
Yeah, I mean, you only picked a team that has purple in their goddamn gear.
Okay.
No. The kicker is blue. Mm. You know why?
Wow.
Do you know why?
Why?
Last second victories. They are the kings of them, right?
Yeah.
Leaving opponents blue.
Wow.
Yeah, right? That's some deep shit right there.
My head coach is green. Okay? He's a little bit of a fireball, like gets a little angry, a little animated. But on top of it...
There's a fireball to fucking green.
Yeah, there is. Like, people envy. Just like get a little angry. Just always a little angry.
Envy is not a fireball.
Envy is planning. Envy is Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's face looks like resting envy face.
Okay, I do not understand your
but
logic.
Green
here.
Is also a very popular color with people. The people love green. Okay. I'm picking green to be in charge of everyone. I think there's a little more brains on green than any of these other colors.
Bro, no way.
Green and blue also need blue to make green. So
Tom,
this is a
Tom,
relationship
green,
very hard with my quarterback and my coach.
Is not the fucking intelligence.
What color is it?
No, look at fucking Harry Potter. Do you remember?
Black.
It's blue. It's indigo.
You oh.
Indigo is Ravenclaw.
Oh,
I know. Gosh. I put that shit in there. Also,
no one knows that.
I just did. I just fucking blew your goddamn mind right
blew?
Now.
You blew it?
I indigoed your mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where I'm going to be placing my head coach is indigo. It's not quite as flashy like the color blue, right? Boom. Also, this is going to chill out. Like it's lesser. It's not quite as vibrant as, say, like a player would be.
Is indigo like a former player as a head coach? Like, you know what I mean?
No. But like the reason why the coach isn't like black, you know what I mean? There's still some color there, right? So every once in a while it shines through, but it's never going to be like, it's never going to be the one. How many places outside of like Bill Belichick again? That's, I think, an exception. But like, how many places are you going to say that your starring fucking place is your head coach? I already know you're going to say Pittsburgh Steelers.
I was going to say Pittsburgh Steelers.
I know. That's just not true.
Well, TJ Watt. No.
Exactly. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I feel like Pete Carroll tries.
Sure. I think you, that might be the only one that I'll like kind of give it to you. But like, for the most part.
Kyle Shanahan kind of tries.
No
too.
Fucking way.
Kind of tries.
It fails. You have George Kittle there. You have Brock Purdy there.
Oh, no. Like, he's not the biggest. Like, there are stars all over, but there's so many stars that people are like Kyle Shanahan's
okay.
rounding these boys up.
Sure.
I think people are going to be very pissed about this. Like, I think a lot of people are going to think both of us are wrong.
That's fine.
I think this is going to be a strong opinionated.
Who's, again, I break it down Harry Potter style, dude. I'll give you house colors all day long.
I
hate Harry Potter.
I would love for you in your free time to make both our lineups and we can make a graphic out of it. But again, no rush on it. But just like one day, I'd love to just tweet it out. Be like, yo.
What, like months down the road?
Well, I mean, like whenever, like you don't have to do it today or whatever, or tomorrow even, but like over the weekend or early next week, like we just like tweet it out a graphic and then people would be like, you guys are fucking crazy. Like, obviously, the quarterback's yellow or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think people get pissed on this one.
People would be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
like, why are you guys ranking colors as players?
We're just
as positions.
We're personifying.
Sure.
That was fun. I think I won.
No. No fucking chance, dude.
I think blue at quarterback is like so easy. I think you missed that
one. No, it's
one.
Red. Red is the color of leaders. You're dumb. See, now you're...
The Union Army was blue.
Gryffindor is red.
No one, stop Harry Pottering this fucking thing. Like, that's not...
I'm just telling you, man. Red. Leader. Army.
Wonder
red.
If I wonder if there's enough characters where I could tweet it out. Probably gonna be too many characters.
No, not.
Like at least my team, and then like
my
under,
team later
you know, under your
no,
team.
Yeah. No fucking way.
All right, should we get to picks?
Pick me.
We both picked the Bears today. Congrats, Dave.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we did.
We'll just say we watched the game. It sucked, and there was no reason to talk about it. There's no reason to talk about it.
I fucking told you.
I forgot, obviously.
Clearly.
And I'm just going to keep it in, because why not? The game sucks.
We don't edit.
I want to talk about this fucking game. Like, this game is dog shit, man.
No, I mean, we'll talk about it on the No Cap Recap.
Oh, listen on Sunday night, Monday morning, whenever you listen.
Yeah, whenever we upload.
I upload that very efficiently. Very efficiently.
You know, when you don't fall asleep.
Oh, well, you texted me to come over at like 10 o'clock. When do I ever do that?
Tonight?
Exactly.
Next up, Colts Patriots.
Oh, my God. Is this the last morning game, dude?
I don't care. I just don't care about German football, man. Is that bad?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. Sehr schlecht, as they would say.
Scheiße.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. I hate this game, too. This seems like a trap game for the Colts.
I don't know.
I think the Patriots are dog shit, so that's why I'm going to pick the Colts. But I'm doing that very, like, reluctantly.
I'm going to take the Colts, too. I have to feel like Gardner Minshew's going to know what the fuck he's doing.
Could be super popular in Germany, Gardner Minshew. I can see that.
Gardner Minshewsen?
Yeah, where he's just, like, drinking a fuck ton of beer. Like the St. Pauli girls all around him type shit.
Next one, Cleveland-Baltimore. I've already clicked on Baltimore for us. Deshaun is playing.
Yep.
So you already know. Fuck that guy.
Uh-huh.
Next up,
Green. To be fair, I would have picked the Baltimore Ravens if Deshaun was playing and we could pick them, I think.
Yes, absolutely. I understand that. But, yeah. Again, no need to talk about it and give them time.
Okay.
Green Bay-Pittsburgh.
I would love to know the over-under on this game.
Give me 2 seconds.
I'll guess it. 41 and a half.
Hold on.
That feels...
I thought it was going to be...
feels over-under. Like it should be very low. This is going to be a low-scoring game. Like, Packers offense is going to be terrible against Pittsburgh. Vice versa, I think, with the Steelers offense and Green Bay's defense, which I think is not... terrible. They're like a top 10 scoring defense right now.
The Packers?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Over under is 39.
Ooh. See? Knew it was going to be a low one.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh in this game, though. I think Jordan Love gets sacked a fuck ton of times.
That O-line is garbage.
Yeah.
They're going to Packers.
Fuck us.
And the fact of the matter is it's also in Pittsburgh, which is... You know, not
terrible
that,
towel season.
Not that, you know, Lambeau is any home field advantage, which we know.
I don't know if I'm going to pick Green Bay like all year. There's one game I can think of.
Carolina.
Yeah, and New York too. But like it's. Yeah. Sure. Yikes.
San Francisco, Jacksonville.
Mm.
This is an interesting game.
Interesting is a good word for this. Interesting you chose that.
What do you mean?
I'm just interested. That's all I am. Because this is like, are you good, Jacksonville? But also, this is just, are you good in general, this game, right? 49ers kind of, like, hiccup a little bit in the middle of the year there. They are coming off a bye. I think both teams are, actually. So I think that cancels out now that I said that out loud. But I'm leaning 49ers. The only problem with that is I feel like the 49ers are playing every week to get Christian McCaffrey a touchdown rather than win the game. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like they're just trying to make him score touchdowns.
The Jaguars are plus 135 right now.
So they're the underdog.
Yes. It's in Jacksonville.
It is. Well, I don't know the home field advantage situation in Jacksonville, though.
Well, just the fact that San Francisco has to fly across the country.
Yeah, they probably did that a few days ago. Maybe today.
Yeah, I'll stick with the 49ers. I think their lost the last game.
Pussy.
You know what? That's fine.
Okay.
They lost their last game, I believe. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, before the bye.
Yeah.
So... they're going to be hot. They're going to be ready for some shit.
I think Jacksonville's on a bye, too. That's the thing. So
yeah, like but that doesn't mean shit.
double bye kind of scares me.
No, it doesn't. It shouldn't.
Saints Vikings is a gross fucking game too. And it's gross because I don't know. Like, I could feel like I get burned either way picking this game.
I mean, I'll start it off. I'm taking the Vikings.
I am too. But I feel like now the Saints.
Oh, pussy.
No, I mean, it's a Josh Dobbs. But is this like a Josh Dobbs, like, okay, this is what we expected from him type game? Like, Saints defense is. Who did they play last week? The Cardinals? No.
No, well, who the fuck did they play? Why the Bears.
Okay, yeah, you know what I
mean? Like a billion times.
You know, like that's another one where it's like, okay, the Bears are just ass. Like the Saints aren't good, don't get me wrong, but like their defense is competent. Like,
is it better than the Vikings?
Is the Saints defense better than the Vikings?
Yeah.
I think so.
Wow. Okay.
I'm taking Minnesota, but I feel like that's one where we're like, fuck. As well.
Okay.
Not confident.
Houston, Cincinnati.
Ooh.
No.
Bengals.
Yeah. Why you?
Just don't try to. It pains me to say that.
Don't try to hype it up. Joe Burrow is back.
Back.
And this is just going to be a fucking fuck you tour.
Big letdown game for CJ Stroud after having the best rookie game ever, too.
Tennessee, Tampa Bay.
Gross. I'll take the Titans on the road.
Fuck you. I thought you would take Tampa.
No, I like what Will Levis has done.
I do too. I was actually going to I have Tennessee. I'm believing Will Levis. Okay. Especially like you bench Tannehill. Fuck yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
He's about to go on a journeyman career and just be like random
next Colts quarterback type moves.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be because of Richardson, but like this would have been a perfect like, okay, you're the next quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
I mean, like Atlanta Falcons.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
No thanks. Detroit and LA Chargers.
Oh.
This one.
I feel like I'm picking a lot of road teams. Two of them.
Two. Okay. Like, I got you at three.
Well, Colts kind of. They're both
right. Yeah, never mind. You're just right. Two. So, I mean, really, is that a lot?
I don't know. Let's take a third one. Let's go Giants or Lions.
Lions.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that Chargers win over the Jets where they scored a lot of points on the Jets defense is a little bit amplified. Like special teams was good. They scored and the offense of the Jets didn't move the ball at all. So I'm going to take the Lions. I think the Lions are better than the Chargers. Plus, LA Chargers home field advantage is literally not home field advantage. It's literally away team advantage.
This feels like a letdown game.
Oh.
For the Lions.
Lions have a bye last week, though?
No, they played Monday, didn't they?
No, that was Chargers-Jets. Oh, short man. Week for the Chargers.
Ooh, yeah.
Brandon Staley, less time to prepare. That could be a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, all right, we'll stick with the Lions.
Okay.
Dan Campbell, can't fault the man. He's beautiful.
Grit.
Next up, we got Atlanta, Arizona.
Yeah.
Kyler's back.
He's back. I'm going to get burned by the Cardinals first before I pick them. I'm going to take the Falcons. I'm not going to pick the Cardinals and then watch them lose and be like, oh, well, that was my fault for being that. I'll pick against them and lose it before I trust them enough to pick it.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
I mean, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take Arizona.
Gross.
I'm going to do it. I got a little room, a little bit of wiggle room.
Okay.
And I really do feel like Kyler's got to make a fucking statement.
Okay, and I'll take the Cowboys plus 21 over the Giants.
Wow. way to not even let me finish speaking, you fuck.
Well, I needed to pick that and lock that
you
one up.
You had the fucking pick first.
I just needed to lock that up just in case.
No, there was no just in case. You're behind. You have that fucking luxury.
What do you want to say about the Cardinals?
No, not anymore, dog. Oh, okay. Fuck you. I have to go to Dallas because you're too fucking impatient.
Okay. Why don't you pick the Giants plus 21 over the Cowboys?
I'm not a fucking idiot.
I heard people are starting to like Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, you know. Dallas, absolutely. Okay. Washington and Seattle.
Oh, give me the Hawks. Girl!
I absolutely hate that. Again, it's in Seattle. Cross country, like traveling, that blows. I have to give it to Seattle. And New York Jets, Las Vegas Raiders.
Why don't you pick this game first?
Okay. I will...
I'm going to let you know I'm going to default to the other team.
Yeah, I figured you would. So I am trying to weigh it in for myself. Because I like what the Jets have been doing.
Except last game.
Well, no shit. Awful. But I also, it's Aiden O'Connell, dog.
Ayok.
Don't ever.
Oh, you want me to call him AOC?
I think that is way better.
Everyone will know what we're talking about when I say AOC.
I think I should trust my gut, and that is to stick it out with Aiden O'Connell.
Wow. Okay.
That's my gut.
A little bit of Antonio Pierce hype.
I think, dude, they're fucking playing for the man.
They were smoking victory cigars after 1 week.
They were also talking mad shit as well.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take the Jets. I'm cool with that.
Okay. I still don't have a plus 21.
No. No, you do not. I took the easiest one of the week.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I would, if they're going to lose by, they're going to win by 20 just to piss me off. Like 100%. But that's obvious the most apparent one. If I try to be like genuinely helpful to you, I think Lions Chargers, another sneaky one.
No. I don't like that one at all. Again, I already said I don't feel confident with Detroit.
I just don't know if I feel like the Chargers are not as good as that Jets team made
all
them
right.
look.
Here we go. I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals plus 21.
Okay. I don't know. That one scares me too a little bit.
Based off what? Also,
I think the Texans defense is shit. So, they'll score.
No offense. Your plus 21 knowledge has been rather atrocious
this season.
Yeah. I mean, 2 out of 3.
You have no evidence of the first season because I don't remember that shit.
I mean, I'll go back and listen to every fucking episode.
Do it. Do it. Like, fucking do it. Report back.
All right, I will.
Do it and report back.
Okay.
Because last year I whooped your ass at it, and this year you're whooping my ass at it.
And the first year I whooped your ass.
Just on picks, not. We don't know.
Oh,
anything
no.
About,
I'm plus 21s.
We don't know shit. We don't know
fuck
shit.
You
don't remember that. Name one team you plus 21. One game you plus 21. Your first
one
year.
Game. Okay. Do I get the games to look at? Can I go back to...
No, you can't go look at the score, no.
No, I'm just looking back at the season.
No, because they're going to have the scores next to it.
Fuck
so no.
off, whatever.
Who won the Super Bowl 2 years ago when we started?
2 years ago would have been the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, get fucked.
Okay, just making sure.
See, that was fast. Honestly, Pittsburgh plus 21 is a legit thing.
I don't think their offense can score enough. Like, I do think...
No, but you know what? Their defense can.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, legit. Other one, and the only reason why I didn't pick that is because I picked them last week, Baltimore over Cleveland.
I think the Browns defense is good enough to not lose by 21 as well.
It's in Baltimore, which is why I say that. Also, again, the Ravens defense is good enough to score.
I did have this one thing real quick also that's just a fun little thing to look at. It has... 6 stats that define this NFL season this year. Stat number 1, the Ravens lead the NFL in point differential.
It's crazy.
115 plus 115 outscoring their teams. And they've had a pretty like decent schedule. Patrick Mahomes has the Chiefs lead the league 24 drop passes. So, like, his year could be a whole lot better, hopefully. Or
only 24?
I mean, that's, like, how many games? That's, like, three a game. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
I think drops isn't, like, I don't know. Maybe not. Brock Purdy's passer rating in the fourth quarter of one-score games, it's kind of specific, 24.
That means nothing to me.
Okay. Trevor Lawrence has a 133 passer rating on deep passing attempts this year. Chucking it deep.
How many?
Because
that's what, again, that does matter. Is it over 10?
I don't know. They have a rocket emoji as the caption. So, like,
oh, so you know it's real.
I would guess probably over 10. This is a good one. 0.275 combined winning percentage of the teams that have beaten the Miami Dolphins this year.
I mean, we've been saying that all season,
yikes,
dude.
Yikes.
They're playing yikes, a bunch of garbage.
49% the average third down conversion rate of the league's top three converters.
Fuck that stat. That
Philly, Dallas,
no,
and Buffalo.
Garbage.
Good on third down.
Stupid. No, dumb. First of all, you know you got to asterisk the shit out of the Philly one because that's all fucking tush push.
Tush push.
Yeah, so like, get fucked. I'm sorry. That's a stupid fucking stat.
I don't know. If everyone was good at tush push, and they'd all tush push.
That's a stupid fucking stat, push, and you know it. It's way too specific.
Could be.
No. Garbage.
Is it hits time?
Yeah.
Dave, some people are saying,
oh my,
that the City Connect courts are cooler than the in-season tournament courts.
Okay.
That's the look at this one. Yay or nay to this Rockets court I just sent you on Twitter. They had the astronaut in the middle of the court.
You know what though, Tom? Like just initially, I'm gonna say it's probably true.
Some people are saying it.
Because the hardwood look is great. And yeah, the city or in-season tournament courts are kind of an eyesore with the weird color schemes that they got going on.
Yeah.
So I'll accept that.
All right. We'll save that one to the end. Former UNC field hockey standout, Erin Mattson. Have you heard of her?
Yes.
The youngest coach in NCAA history.
North Carolina.
At UNC, she's just 23 years old. First season, she coaches the field hockey team at UNC. First year, led her Tar Heel teammates, former teammates, to the number one ranking and the ACC conference title at 23 years old.
That's pretty good.
Also, Erin Mattson... what's your snap? Just going to put that out there. I mean, I'll learn field hockey real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, just shoot my shot real quick.
It's working.
Hopefully. Maybe she just likes the sound of my voice.
Now it's not.
Okay, this is a fun one. Dave, did you see Eric Armstead shared his game check on Twitter?
I did not.
Makes $393,000 a game. That's kind of a lot, right?
Sure.
And 49% comes out from taxes living in California.
Sounds about right.
So he makes $194,000, which is, you know, so little money. But yeah, that was a fun one. I liked that when I saw that. And my last one was Jim Irsay dancing to Meek Mill.
No, thanks.
Didn't you see that?
No.
Oh, it's a great
movie. I'm so okay not seeing that.
It's very cringe.
No, absolutely not. Make that abomination go away. And I'm not talking about the video. I'm talking about Jim Irsay.
It was just kind of funny.
Abomination.
That's all I got.
All right, Tom, Did you hear that the Utah Jazz renamed their Wi-Fi network?
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Yeah. They're bitter as fuck.
Like 20 years bitter. 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan pushed off. Bruh.
I mean, he beat you in 6 games still. Like, you know.
Whatever, man.
If it was game 7, maybe be a little more bitter.
I'm surprised this is like, it's taken this long. Shouldn't this have been like, well, week? Like
how
the
long is,
minute?
How long has Wi-Fi been around? Wi-Fi game.
I'm sorry. The minute it happened, we should have known about this. Like the world should have known.
Oh, okay.
Because someone should have leaked that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's that level of bitter. That'd be like, I don't know, you going to a famous Brewer manager's ballpark and like spray painting ass over his name.
That's a good one.
That happened.
That's a good one.
Greg Council, you're an ass.
Would it be like the Packers naming their Wi-Fi Golden Tate didn't have possession?
Sure.
I don't know if there's...
Yeah, which he didn't, by the way.
Or it'd be like the Patriots. No.
It'd be like the Falcons. And they would be like 28-3 doesn't matter.
Or like the Patriots guest Wi-Fi the week the Seahawks come visit is Marshawn should have ran it.
It'd be like the Browns putting on like Deshaun's innocent.
I was waiting for something like the, and the password's like the battered women's shelter hotline.
Oh dear Lord. Yeah, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
God.
It would be that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You think?
Okay, move on.
My God.
Move damn. On.
You did it. Tom, did you hear about the Texas radio host?
There's a lot of radio hosts in Texas.
Well, he made a bet. I don't know when this was.
Made a bet.
That if the Rangers won the World Series, Jeff Kavanaugh, if the Rangers win it all, I'll get a tattoo with the number 0 on my ass.
Did he follow through?
Yes.
Nice.
He did it live on air.
Ooh. Controversial.
Right?
Did you get fired for that?
No.
Okay.
No, dog. Are you kidding me? Look, just because, like, here in Wisconsin, it's Texas. Everything's bigger, dog.
He's got a big ass?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, he actually looks pretty fit. I'm just saying.
Toned ass.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's solid.
Why 0?
The only thing I need to know right now, Rangers catcher Austin Hedges, that's who he was speaking to. What's the number on your ass right now? Speculating that Hedges was keeping track of the magic number of wins needed to win the World Series. Following that, Texas Rangers throughout the MLB postseason, Jeff Kavanaugh exclaimed on the air that if the Rangers win it all, I'll get a tattoo with the number 0 on my ass after the team beat the Baltimore Orioles in the ALDS.
Good for him to follow through. Mad Dog said he'd retire, remember, if the Diamondbacks made the World Series, and he didn't.
Well, because Mad Dog's a puss.
Well, there you go.
Speaking of, last thing.
We follow through on every bet we make, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom.
I can't remember the one I didn't follow through. Yeah.
Tom, Stephen A. Smith.
Horny.
Oh, you did hear this.
I am on Twitter probably an unhealthy amount. And the first thing when it happens immediately, I know when Stephen A. is horny.
Well, you heard that he had talked. Like, I was going to say, what's the last possible thing you want Stephen A. Smith to talk about?
Being horny.
Sex. Like, no one needs any advice from Stephen A. Smith in the sex department. But he had some controversial opinions.
Yeah, worst day to be horny. Worst time to be horny.
Worst day to have sex.
Was it to have sex or to be horny?
To have sex. Well, to be horny, I guess. I guess I feel like it's similar, but I guess not. But he had said Sunday, specifically Sunday morning.
Oh, I thought it was Sunday night.
No, it was. Oh, you're right. It was Sunday night because you're going into the work week. Blue balled. Worst day of the week, specifically Sunday night. Quote, people have work the next morning. They are fighting the Sunday scaries. I don't know what the fuck that means.
That's like a hungover.
That is? I've never heard that.
Yep.
While trying to reset before the work week starts, I'd have to kindly disagree with Stephen A. Smith, apparently.
Yeah, I don't think... Well, I guess if you're not getting laid, I understand, like, Sunday night, and then you got to go to work, and you didn't get laid. Like, makes a little bit of sense. But I feel like, you know, a Tuesday, and there's no good network television shows on or something. Like,
oh, no, no. That's, like, perfect time to just rub one out.
True.
So I would think that's fine.
But, like, so I'm back on Survivor right now. Like, I've just been bumping Survivor all the time for some reason. It'd be, like, Wednesday night, let's get it. Like, listen, Survivor's on. You're going to have to wait an hour. Like, hour and a half long episodes, actually, now. So,
all right.
You're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
So, what's the worst week? The worst day, though? You're saying Tuesday?
Like, a Tuesday night. Like, Monday's probably good. Like, hey, you know what? Had a rough day. It was Monday. Boom. Done. Like, Tuesday... You know, you're just like, you got a lot of week left. Tuesday feels like it could be Monday Junior.
I mean, why not just pick Monday then?
Because Monday, like, again, I think it goes back to if you're getting laid or if you're being horny. If you're getting laid Monday night, like, that's awesome. Like, you just had Monday.
Tuesday, you have far more opportunity.
Tuesday was also late start day for us always. You remember that for high school?
No, I didn't have that.
You had a late start day, I thought.
No, I did not.
I thought you did.
No, that's all you.
I thought you had late start day.
Again, you keep saying the same thing, and I'm going to tell you the same response. Well, no, listen, I did not.
Listen, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, okay, I always like had a little bit of a soft spot for Tuesdays.
I'm what, your brain? Life. Oh.
And regardless... I will say Tuesday is going to be the worst day to be horny. Got a lot of week left. A lot of week left.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to Monday.
Monday, it's like being horny is a better feeling than going to work after you didn't work all week.
Now, Barstool Sports is the one that posted this story for me. Mm-hmm. And they ranked best days to be horny from best to worst.
Okay, number one, is it Saturday or is it Friday?
Friday.
Okay, and Saturday's two?
Yep.
Okay.
You're going, like, into weekend.
Yeah.
Right? You have the full opportunity of the weekend to get your nuts blown.
Now, I think this is where it gets interesting for the third day. I feel like I'd put Sunday the third day.
No, they have Thursday.
Thursday was my next guess.
Because here's the thing with me. 4-day work week.
Yeah.
That's basically a Friday.
Okay.
It's a Friday junior,
yeah.
You know, in your eyes.
Right.
Number four is Sunday, though.
I feel like Sunday morning, like, good time. You know what I mean? Like, waking up, like, hey, I don't got anything to do.
Wake and shake.
Oh, okay. Rather than morning delight.
Well, again, we're talking about being horny here.
Yeah.
So, wait, like,
wake and shake. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. You like it? You
nice.
Like it?
Nice.
Next up, Wednesday.
Okay.
Which, sure.
But sure.
Here's the thing, hump day. Like, you just gotta, you gotta hump it out.
Okay. That's five. Yeah. Six
Is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then that would leave
Monday at seven. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think
also,
we're on the same vibe.
Side note, extra note they have, worst day of the year to be horny.
Are they going to say Valentine's Day?
Nah, or Christmas. That's like... Christmas. Yeah, here's their reasoning.
Is that the best day to be horny, Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve?
If you're single, you're fucked. Everything is closed and everyone is with their families. So you can't just slip out of the house to casually stuff someone's stocking.
Nice. That's a fair point.
Honestly, I can't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, just like thinking of anything else, like, no, yeah, Christmas.
Here's like my only thing to go off of that.
Ooh, I could, go ahead, you go first.
Thanksgiving, because you are more likely to go to Christmas than you are to Thanksgiving.
Hear me out, Labor Day. Not only is it a holiday, it's also on a Monday every year, and everything's closed, you can't go anywhere.
I mean, no.
Just saying.
No. Yeah.
Labor Day would be a shitty one.
Put in
one.
The labor, dog.
It would be a shitty one.
No.
Could make the list. Double whammy there. Holiday.
Whammy.
Mondays. Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay.
You say gay?
I said K.
Oh.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Down the Wire. Make sure you guys download us. Check us out on, you know, all the stuffs. Check out No Cap Recap. That'll be here after the conclusion of Sunday Night Football. You can download that and this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, iHeart, not Stitcher. I always want to say Stitcher. RIP. Pretty much anywhere. Anywhere you get your podcasts, you can find us. If you don't want to download us, it's all right. You can check us out on thechairshot.com.
Just don't do it on Mother's Day.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase. It's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.